Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. A group of advisors to the Food and Drug Administration is set to review data on Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that an analysis by FDA scientists supports authorization for this age group.
Clinical trial data from vaccine maker Pfizer found the vaccine is about 91% effective against symptomatic infection in children 5 to 11. And FDA scientists conclude the vaccine's benefit in preventing hospitalizations and death would likely outweigh the risks of potential side effects. David Kimberlin is a pediatrician at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Having this vaccine available for 5 through 11-year-olds is not only going to protect the child, but also protect the child's loved ones.
The FDA will deliberate after its advisory committee weighs in. Their meeting is scheduled for Tuesday. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Moderna says a government study shows that its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for 6 to 11-year-olds. The study by the National Institutes of Health used shots containing half the dose approved for adults. Moderna says it'll submit the data to a scientific journal for publication. Democrats are preparing to unveil a new tax on billionaires and some corporations to help pay for President Biden's proposed domestic spending plans. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema have been the holdouts, although Manchin says he is not against tax proposals that would have billionaires and companies pay their fair share.
I support basically everyone paying their fair share of taxes, how you get to it. You know, we all have a different approach to that, but as far as on taxation, I think that corporations should be paying at least the minimum if you're doing business in the United States. I think that anyone who basically has the protection of this country should be paying.
Meanwhile, Manchin says he is worried about increasing spending on social programs before stabilizing Social Security and Medicare. Oklahoma was set to have new abortion restrictions take effect next week. From member station KGOU, Catherine Sweeney tells us that that's not happening.
Oklahoma lawmakers created several new abortion restrictions this year, which were to take effect on November 1st. But the Oklahoma State Supreme Court hit the pause button on Monday. After a legal challenge, the court is blocking the policies until it determines whether they're constitutional. One bill would bar doctors without obstetrics and gynecology specialties from performing abortions. The lawsuit states that would disqualify half of the state's providers. Others require additional pre-procedure appointments. Abortion providers across the state have reported surges in demand after similar measures took effect in Texas in September. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
You're listening to NPR News. A coastal storm is causing heavy rain in the nation's northeast. Some parts of the region could experience several thunderstorms and isolated tornadoes into Tuesday night. Meanwhile, cleanup continues in Northern California, where a powerful storm caused flooding, rock slides, and power outages across the region. More than 5 inches of rain fell on downtown Sacramento Sunday. The same storm system is blamed for 2 deaths in the Seattle area. The president of Turkey is walking back a claim that he would declare the ambassadors of 10 countries, including the United States, persona non grata for their support of a Turkish political prisoner. Duri Buskarin has the story.
The turning point was a carefully worded statement that reads slightly differently in Turkish and English. In English, the embassy said that they maintain compliance with an article of the Vienna Convention that prevents diplomats from interfering in another country's domestic affairs. In Turkish, it says that the countries confirm that they will abide by it. Regardless, it was accepted by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who said the statement reverses the slander against his judiciary and country. Meanwhile, State Department spokesman Ned Price said that the U.S. still stands by their support for Turkish prisoner Osman Kavala, whose case originally triggered the dispute. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buskarin in Istanbul.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher on better-than-expected corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 64 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index added 136 points, while the S&P 500 rose 21. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.